Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall, so join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Hello, everybody.
Good day.
Hello.
It's Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Don't know if we're live or not, but we might be.
Yep.
Oh, good. Thank you, Blitz. Thank you, Chris. Me and Lummy and the dirty, filthy Ginger were out.
You guys were building a house. Bricks on bricks on bricks, buddy. Holy shit.
Worse. We were out there trying to play a little basketball.
Yeah, it was pathetic.
I had a few, but not a lot. Did you see me hit any?
Yeah.
A few.
After
two
I went
in
back
row.
Inside from calling you guys out, you hit a few.
Yeah. Then I had to show Rhett. Did you see me knock Rhett down?
No.
I recorded it. I'll send it to Anna.
I was doing my Bubba Barkley move. No, he was actually trying to put a move on me, and I don't think there was a foul there, was there, Lump?
No, not at all. Rhett pretty much just fell out of his slides. And
Rhett, what happened? Did you just fall out of your slides, kid?
Yeah, I tried to make some space, and I felt like I had the shot, and then my knee went, and next thing I knew, my foot was up in the air, my shoes were off.
You got a trick knee now?
It's tough to play basketball with slides.
We were posted up in the paint, you know what I mean? I was kind of feeling out how aggressive we could get.
Rhett, you weren't even close to the paint. That's the problem.
I know. I was shooting from the charity stripe.
You guys were huffing spray paint is what you were doing. All up in that paint.
Yeah, we were. That was the best out here, though.
Shut up, Lummy.
if we were going to pick teams, I'd pick you first.
Well, you're my... Well, I have the teams.
Yeah.
I think I have the teams. It is... hold on. I think I have the teams. But Rhett's here now. So
we just saw how he played, so...
So we're going to have to redo the teams. Mm-hmm. I think it was me and Dan were the captains. And it was Dan and Lump.
Biggie 7375, $25 super chat.
It was Dan and Blitz and me and you. And then I think we got.
Exactly.
I thought I had the teams down. Lummy, do you remember?
We did, but we've redone them a few times.
Yeah, there was a couple different people. And I think we even added Brian at one point.
Yep.
Yeah, but like.
Cave, Tyler, Brian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Because I think it was Tyler and Cave. I think we had Tyler and Cave was on the other team.
Well, right now it's going to be me and you, Dan and Blitz. then at the end of the day, we can have three.
Yeah, it could be a three on three.
Then
at that point
it goes who gets Anna and who gets Rhett.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
What about Jay?
Oh, yeah, and Jay. Now you have to add another person.
You can always throw Babyface in.
There you go. Well, I'll take Jay over. So if it goes my pick, okay, if I pick first and Dan picks second,
yep.
I'm thinking it's going to go I pick Lummy, he picks Blitz. My next pick goes to I go Jay, he goes Rhett.
I'm last pick?
Yeah, you're going to be the last pick.
What the hell?
You know
after
what?
Rhett?
You might just might no be. You know what you might to be?
What?
The cheerleader.
Referee.
Yeah. Like, it's if it's a sport that we can do, like bowling.
Yeah, well, you're injured, so you can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, and you can't play basketball. You've never played basketball in your life.
Yes, I have. I mean, not on a team
she was
or
on
anything.
The WNBA.
You know, in school
you
I played.
You didn't watch it?
Wasn't very good.
So it'd be me, Lummy, and Jay.
Oh, good. You see the TV? although I wouldn't say it out loud because we're on YouTube, but.
Oh. President Biden. Well, no, but if he's getting one,
I know,
if
I know.
He's getting one of those, that's very. I should say that, right?
Yeah, we need to promote that.
Hi, this is Bob of the Love Sponge, and we're promoting the fact that it says on TV that President Biden is going to go get a COVID-19 booster today. And you know what? That seems pretty responsible now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Maybe we should be like the president and all go out and get our boosters today.
Perfect.
Perfect. That's the official statement of the Bob of the Love Sponge show. Concerns over triple-demic amid COVID flu, whatever. I'm done. I'm done reading. I can't even. I'm sweating.
You got sweat in your eyes?
I got sweat in my eyes. So it'll be me, Lummy, and Jay taking on Blitz, Dan, and Rhett.
Oh, they're in trouble.
No, I mean, Dan's good.
Yeah, but you're good.
Yeah, but not better than Blitz. I mean, Blitz has got that height.
Oh, so I guess it's going to be me defending Blitz and Jay?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm putting you on Blitz.
Jay on Dan?
Jay on Dan, and then me on Rhett.
Well, so Rhett's not even going to be able to score.
No, he can't score on me. No fucking way. And can Blitz score on you?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean.
Hold on. You wanted to say no fucking way. But Blitz has got the height.
I mean, really, the way I figured it, as long
he's
as...
He's like Kevin McHale.
Hey, I figured as long as somebody gets one shot in, they win, because I saw you guys playing out there earlier.
Well, you know what? You make a great observation, and you're a hell of a rebounder. I will tell you that. You know, if you're on one side of the basket and Lummy's on the other, if it gets... like, you got a 50% chance to get the rebound. If it bounces on your side, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nobody, like, you know...
Well, you know, Dan.
I
Dan's
actually think,
aren't
you, who's taller? Are you taller than Lummy?
No, Lummy's taller than me by a little bit.
Like maybe a half inch?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, Dan's going to take it more serious than anybody.
Well, it's tough when you're smoking a camel and trying to dribble. And then Anna.
Well, somebody charges me. Yeah. It's a clean shoot.
And then Anna.
Yeah.
You're going to be like the camera girl.
The cam girl?
Yeah. You're going to be like, great. You know, like a cheerleader. Two perfect. Bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar, all for my boyfriend's team Blitzes. Let's go ahead and holler. I mean, Anna, you can get involved in some of this stuff. But
I know.
Some, like, bowl.
Can I be the ref with the whistle?
You don't know anything about...
Doesn't whistle. Matter.
The whistle.
The whistle. I'm going to say whistle.
Do you know what double dribble is?
Yes, it's where you double.
I'm not talking about what Blitz does on your face. I'm talking about... I'm
oh,
talking,
oh, then
yeah,
no, I don't
no,
know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I know what double dribbling what is. It's where what? You double and dribble.
No, you don't know what double dribble
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you're doubling
Do
and
you
dribbling.
Know what palming the ball is?
Yes, it's where you play
high
patty
five.
Cake.
High, when you high-five the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, do you
not,
know what,
it's a foul
Do you know
move.
What? Do you traveling. Know what? Do you know what traveling
yes,
is?
Yes, it's where you take more than one step without bouncing the fucking ball.
You well, do got that one.
Well,
that,
technically, no.
Right, it's
I don't want technically. Talk
two.
About generally.
Well, she's got the of all the of all the things she's got the jits of that.
What happens if you stop dribbling, take two steps, but then you keep dribbling before you start?
Foul ball! You're out.
What about 3 second violation?
The violation.
Yeah, tell us about the 3 second violation. Yes, tell
it's when
us.
You, it's with, it, it means that within 3 seconds, you start groping a ball that's not the basketball. You start jiggling balls. It's inappropriate. And it's
I mean,
a violation.
You got the gist on that one, Bubba.
Yeah, she's
right.
You're
saying within 3 seconds you have to be touching another man's balls?
No, that's the violation.
You have up to 3 seconds.
Yeah, so if you do it within 2 seconds, you're clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you do it for more than 3 seconds, that's a violation.
Foul ball! You're out!
Up top, Girl Scout!
Yeah, so no, that's how that goes.
Okay, well, we're just going to see if you can camp, you know, like maybe we'll get a little selfie stick and we'll go live from like a phone. And you'll be like the, you know,
the referee.
We'll go live from a phone. Where are we going to do this at? Can we're going to go somewhere, aren't we?
Oh, we're going to go right out front.
Oh, then why do we need to be on a phone?
Oh, you're right. We can go right from, I'm sorry. Can she be the camera girl then?
Yeah, why not?
Well, can she, that's a pretty expensive camera.
And okay. I only got one good knee.
She's got, her and Trick Knee Ashley got something in common.
Well, we've also got a tripod.
I know. But, you know, the ball hits the fucking tripod. She gets scared of the ball and is not manning the tripod. Next thing you know, the
Waddles
tripod
away.
Falls over.
Yep.
Well, shit happens.
Yeah. Anna?
Yes?
You fucking hold on to that tripod with all your life.
I will.
Okay. Pam, pam.
With your good knee.
Pam, pam. If the ball's coming towards you.
Yep.
You just fucking hold on to the tripod.
Yeah. I'll duck and I'll hold the tripod.
Mm-hmm.
In my bosom.
And we'll be mindful as to where the camera is.
Thank
so,
you.
You know.
Yeah, it was a riveting
Blitz,
game.
Blitz, we could set her up like they do on the NFL and put her up on the ceiling, on the top of the roof with the, you know, like a big chair and a, with a fucking moving camera.
Yeah, we'll
like a jib.
Yeah, we'll get a Sunbelt tray picker.
Yeah. Get her up there. Are you afraid? You're not afraid of heights, are you? Didn't you ride the jib up?
I mean, I wouldn't say I love heights, but I'm not especially afraid of them.
But didn't, when we had the jib, did you work here when we had the jib?
Yes.
All right, and didn't you ride the
jib?
Yeah,
you sun belted me all the way to the top.
Yeah.
I was screaming the whole time, but I did it.
I kind of got a little, Blitz, in my older age, I've gotten a little bit leery of heights.
Leery?
I've gotten a little bit better.
What do you mean? Like, you're not
Bless
as,
you.
You're not as scared?
Yeah, I used to be like, I wouldn't go to like the edge of a railing when I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's like whatever.
I used to be not afraid of heights at all. Now I kind of, I'll tell you the sketchiest shit I did is our.
Jump out of a fucking plane.
Well.
200 pounds overweight.
See, that's weird though. That's not a height thing.
No, but.
Oh, right. It's not.
Well, it's not though.
The, like about 5 years ago, we had to replace some of the Musco lighting at the track.
Oh, yeah.
And that's 80 feet. They're 80 feet, the top of the lights. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get from Sunbelt one of these really big jib
Triple
deals.
Triple boom deal?
Yeah. And Ken Snyder, Red Tape Ken, didn't have a fucking problem with it.
Right.
Well, I go, he goes, why don't you ride up there? And, you know, it literally, the housing just clamps off. And you got to have you can't have your hand, you can't hold the bulbs with your hand. You have to have these gloves on.
Yeah, because
the oil from your hands will mess up the bulbs.
Yeah,
so he goes,
them explode.
Right, put the gloves on and go replace one. I got about 60 feet up and I said, no fucking way.
Start shaking and stuff?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm like, no, uh-uh.
Yeah, I had to do that one time at a place I worked at fixing a sign. And I got way up there, and I'm like, I'm okay with standing here, but I'm not. I don't have hands to use. Like I'm holding on to this.
Right.
Thing.
Like I'm holding on to debt. Like you know.
Yeah. I was like, I can't.
I can't even put in a Phillips screwdriver right now. Like I couldn't even turn a wrench.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I can maybe use one hand. I'm like, well, yeah, but you have to hold it like this, and then use the tool with the other hand. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And this just most recently. How about you and heights, Lummy? Are you?
Nope. Fuck. Nope. Nope.
Oh, no, we hate them. Way. Remember when we went to
the
fair?
You're probably the biggest pussy of all when it comes to this.
Yeah, yeah, most likely. I probably am the biggest pussy out of all of them. You're right on that.
I texted Kevin Nash when I had found out that his son died.
What did he say?
You know what he said? He said, thanks, Bubba.
That's cool.
He responded. He did, and I didn't know that he would. I said, hey, Big Sexy, I can't even begin to express what you're express how sorrowful I am at the loss of your son. I'm so, so, so sorry. And he goes, thank you, Bubba. That means a lot. And that was just pretty cool to get a response back for him. Kevin Nash.
When was the last time that you spoke to him?
Kevin?
Oh, before this?
Oh, a while.
Okay.
Like 10 years or something, wasn't it?
Probably the last time I spoke to Kev was probably in 12. Yeah.
Yeah, 10
okay.
years. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I, you know. Like,
I know you think about it, you're like, 12's not that long ago, but it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no shit.
I know.
10 years ago, ruined my life. About the, you know what? This is October, the month that the Gawker sex tape got released. So awesome. It's been
10 year anniversary.
It's been 10 year that I've been fighting this bullshit. And a lot of my blackballingness from the wrestling industry stems from that. That's why a lot of the boys won't talk to me, because they don't know how it all went down. But it doesn't really matter. Kevin, none of this matters as compared to what he's going through. He lost his son. I think it was suicide.
I heard it was a seizure.
Was it a seizure?
I think so. I put something in prep about it.
Oh, hold on. It was a seizure because he went cold turkey.
From drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And
can't do that.
The seizure caused the cardiac arrest.
Right.
Basically dead in his room on the floor.
Oh, yeah. God. And look how good Kev looks there.
Yeah.
God, Kevin looks so great. And I can't even begin to, and I'm so sorry for getting it wrong, not knowing it correctly, because it wasn't suicide.
Uh-uh.
It sucks that he was, like, getting clean is what he was doing.
And he was getting clean.
That's what killed him.
He was getting clean, and he was helping his dad out on his podcast, and him and his dad kind of had a couple rough patches. There was two or three Christmases ago that there was like a domestic situation at home, and they got all that cleared up.
Yep.
And his son and him were like super
on the mend.
Yeah, like doing super good. And his son was an aspiring musician as well. And his son just was like, listen, when I used to hang out with Kevin at TNA, he would talk about his son just very proud papa. Just, oh my God, my son, you know. And just, oh, I can't even, you know, me and my son obviously aren't on the best of terms right now. But I can't even begin to think about if something would happen to him, which really is kind of sad in the fact that we even aren't speaking right now. And it's the relationship is where it's at, because life is so precious. Life is just, you can't really ever take tomorrow for granted. You can't. I mean, look at the Laura Nashes and, you know, the Elwoods, the people that used to be in my life that just so tragically are not here, that you would never in a million years think that they would just die. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm trying to, you know, spend more time with my mom, because my mom is 76, although spry as hell. You know, I can see her slowing down a little bit. And, you know, I mean, you just on the averages know that, you know, not everybody lives forever. And most people don't live to 100. You know, I think most people live to about 90. Right.
Well, no.
Okay.
Didn't we just go over the average age like yesterday?
75.
It's like 74 for men, 78 for women.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But those are averages. So,
and I think my mom's probably a plus 5 or 6 on that. Larry Plummer's mom and dad are 86.
Yeah, my grandmother's lived till their 90s, so, you know, it depends.
I think a lot of it's genetics. I really do.
Of course.
I think a lot of it's
and lifestyle.
Genetic. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm trying to spend as much time with my mother as I can. But we just take, you know, here's Kevin Nash, you know, WWE Hall of Famer, multimillionaire, at one time one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Just and such of all the guys that I used to hang out with and talk to and just talk about life and just finances, and Kevin Nash was the sharpest by far when it came to strictly what was best for the business. Him and Undertaker were old school like that. Hogan was always real selfish.
Did he stay away from, like, drugs and alcohol?
No.
Nash,
no,
not really.
No, there was that period of the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, the early stages of WWF when Hogan got there, and then when Kev got there, and then and then over to WCW, and then back to Vince. And it was a different era where they all were fucked up.
Okay.
Always fucked up. It was like, that was a lifestyle. Just get fucked up.
And not to talk bad about him, but Scott Hall, big time.
Yeah, we just lost Scott Hall.
Yeah.
And Scott Hall was the most fucked up of all.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Probably.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, it was well known that he had issues.
and he was trying to clean his life up. My stepdad, Eddie, said that JD Cakes is going through a nerve ablation right now for her back, where they do, what's it called, an ablation?
Yeah, they ablate it.
Yeah. So she's going through that right now. Eddie, I love you. I'm thinking about you, buddy. By the way, Anna, I'm going to try to, if I got a meeting today at, I got two meetings today.
Okay.
One at 12:30 and another one like at 1:45. One with Tate, one with Bean. I know that always wake you up. But so I got to get out of here fairly soon.
You said going to Tate's?
I'm going to Tate's, yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
You got to post your Bojangles review too still.
Yeah. I got to get the Bojangles deal up, and I also, Anna, have to get the Anna button / blackhead.
Oh, yeah,
I knew
that's
where you were going, yeah.
Yeah, and Jeff was my cameraman. Eddie, I love you. You're not the best cameraman in the world, though. My God. Because he wants to watch what's happening, but he's not watching the screen.
So it, like, kind of veers off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Kevin Nash, buddy, Big Sexy, the fucking man. I can't even begin to fathom what you're going through. And I hope that me and my son get our shit together soon. Because
when did his son pass? Last week?
Yeah. And his son was, I think, 20.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
26, maybe?
26, yeah.
26. Big kid, too. You got to think, Blitz. Kevin's 6'11". So
what?
Yeah.
He's that big?
Kevin.
He's a tall guy.
The guy on my
towers
screen.
Towers over Hogan?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay, Hogan's not that big of a guy.
I've never met either
Hogan's
of these,
only
so I
really about 6'5", and right now probably 6'4".
Okay. Yeah, if even.
Yeah. But Kevin's a 6'10er all day.
And he looked good in Magic Mike.
Oh, he did look good as fucking Magic Mike. He's 6'10", 6'11". He's 6'10".
He's 6'10", 300.
He's 6'10". Good-looking guy. Big guy. So if he's 6'10", Blitz, I mean, his son's probably 6'6", 6'5".
I'd say by 6'7".
I mean,
6'6".
Yeah,
I mean, if Kevin is 6'10", and we can see the picture here.
If they're on even ground.
And they're on even ground, sure. You know, say that everything's even.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's probably 6'5", 6'6". Easy.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Boy, I used to roll around with Nash, who was 6'10".
Man, you
Big,
used to look like
Big Show.
Yeah, Paul White.
Was he, now, Big Show 6'11". Hogan 6'5". Scott Hall was 6'7". Yeah, I look like MJ.
Friggin'
Taker's tall.
Taker was 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize how tall Howard is.
He's what, 6'5", 6'6"?
He's 6'6", 6'7". Here, I'll ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, how tall is Howard Stern?
Howard Stern is 6'5" tall.
6'5", all right.
6'11" with the hair.
Yeah. Well, I roll around with a couple 6'5"ers here. Let me, what are you? Honest to God, what are you?
That's probably 6'5" and a half.
And Blitz, you're 6'5", 6'4".
6'4 and a half.
Yeah.
5'3".
And then you got Rhett at 5'6".
No, Rhett's taller.
I think
than
Rhett's
that.
Taller than me, isn't he?
Is,
Rhett,
he?
Is Rhett taller
like
than
5'10".
Me?
Yes, sir.
Who's taller, me or Rhett?
5'11".
Rhett, come in here real fast.
He's like 5'10", 5'11", with bad posture.
He's 5'11", with bad... He's 5'9".
From his slides.
He's taller than he looks, I think.
Bubba's got cleats on.
No, I don't. I don't. I just have tennis shoes.
No,
yeah,
you
but
don't.
They have like inch
fucking
tall.
Spikes.
Oh,
they have
do
inch
not.
Tall spikes. Yes, they do.
We'll go fucking barefoot then. Take off your slides, bitch. I'll take off my shoes.
Come on, Blitz.
Blitz was trying to fuck with me. You know, I was going to be my one little gimmick. On
the I knew that.
I get tired of the bullshit. Come over here.
Tired of the bullshit. Yeah, suck them off.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh,
it's on
go
a delay,
back.
And we can't see the top of your head. So
you're not on camera.
What do you guys think? Can't see us.
You guys,
oh, Rhett's taller than you
Lummi,
for sure. Lummi,
you and Anna need to stand up and look.
Yeah. I can tell from stand here up. That he's taller.
Yeah, Bubba all day.
Shut the fuck up. It's Rhett.
I can feel his ass shelving up on me.
Yeah.
He's taller.
He just has bad posture.
He's probably on his tippy toes, Bubba.
He probably... Were you tippy toeing?
No.
Better not.
He's not tippy toeing.
Yeah.
Great, I'm the shortest guy at the BRN.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bubba, you muscled him in the paint.
Yeah.
You got the biggest muscles out of everybody, though.
No, I do not.
Yeah. You got 23-inch pythons.
Who, compared to who?
I don't have the bigger muscles than Blitz.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you
no,
do.
No, I don't.
Sure you do.
I don't have bigger muscles than Lummi.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, mine are fat.
Yeah, he's fat.
Oh, Anna quit.
It's
quit
true.
Trying to make me feel so good about myself.
You should.
I did get...
Certainly the strongest person here.
No, I'm not. Listen, my muscles are not strength.
You're strong to me.
Mm-mm. Anna, do you want to open this for
yes!
me?
Yes!
All right, well, come get it.
It's from Solo Ford.
It's
which
from
he gave 10,000 bits today.
Solo Ford, 2018.
All right, you
want to open it here? Or
it was... Bubba, look at the price to ship it.
Is he from Canada?
$39?
From St. Pete.
What?
Why?
I don't know. It was shipped overnight, number one.
Here,
USPS?
Here, hold on. Let me give this to you. Here.
Technically, ground is next day.
I know.
Why don't you just have the merch crick come pick it up? Yeah, Anna, look. You go like this. Bam. And then you
hey,
go.
Hey,
and
you I got go, it.
Bam.
Hey, thank you.
No, then you go.
You're
you. Bam. Hold on. And then, oh, hey, Anna.
Don't stab me.
Stab her.
She's a fucking wild bitch. She's like Bella.
Tell me about it.
She's like Bella.
She just took it.
Now, it's almost funny the way the bitch took it. So Kevin Nash, I love you, buddy. Fucking love you.
Damn it.
And get better.
You all right over there?
Yeah. I don't need no help. It was kind of wet. It's extra small. Ah, we got merch. We got shirts. We got hats. Cool. What is it? I don't know.
Well, it's for me, first of all.
Is it?
Oh,
it's
look
Bubba.
At that quality.
Well, it said Bubba, but maybe it's for everybody.
It said Bubba Army. For it said Bubba Army for packages.
Oh, is that one of those shop shirts?
Oh, okay, yeah. That's definitely for
it's
Bubba.
It's a shop shirt for Bubba.
For all of us, I think.
Right,
so
well,
this one's a small, so I guess it's for me.
All right. Anna, so go through the sizes.
That's a small.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a medium.
You look like a fucking bag lady. Can you at least... It literally looks like you have a sweatshirt on that'll fit me. That's a
what's
small.
This?
That blue one right there
this
is
a large.
All right, that's a large. When it's
so
not hers.
A medium and a large.
Mm-hmm. And...
What's this? What's the company?
Extra large. It is.
I'll take the extra large.
I'm sure
Quality Electric and Fire Alarm Incorporated.
I'm sure the extra large is for you.
Yeah. So we got shirts.
No, hold on. Go through the sizes.
Oh, okay.
She is.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes, sir. No, yes, sir.
Oh, look
a couple.
At that.
Another extra large.
Oh, look at that. That's probably
nice.
I like that.
That's cool.
I'm gonna wear mine tomorrow if they have a 3X.
Yeah. Well, let's hope, buddy. Let's see. 3XL.
There you go, Sponge.
For
Pam Pam. For
who?
Pam Pam.
Did she ever say that? Like, just
every day of my life. Here's your 3X, Lummy. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
No, try tomorrow. That on. Nice.
You gonna give Bubba his 3X?
Yes.
I don't want it right now.
And then we got some dry fit shirts, it feels like.
Awesome.
This one's a large, so maybe for one of the Diacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta think that Dan. Now we can't all wear our electric shirts at the same day. Like we have
I think
to...
we should.
Yeah, oh, tomorrow?
Medium. So maybe this is for me. I don't know. Oh. Huh? What's this? I'm intrigued. Oh, dried fruit, Bobs!
Dried fruit.
Wait, no, it's... Oh, shit.
What is she fucking...
It's dried fruit. Just keep going. Oh. Dried fruit.
Yeah,
keep going.
Dried fruit. Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
Hats.
Put it back.
It's hats. It's hat. Come on, move on. Let's go. Hats. What else?
But you have to sometimes coach her along.
All the time.
It's just shirts. More shirts.
Is there a 3X?
Take the dried fruit and put it back in the container.
It is. It already is.
He's on delay. Blitz.
XL. So that one's for Blitzifer. Let's see what this one is. 2X. Maybe Lummy can squeeze in that or Rhett.
Probably Rhett.
And then 3X and another large.
This is great radio.
Yeah, 3X.
Mm. Yeah, so this one's for you.
And who's this come from?
Solo Ford. Ford 2018.
And who donated a shitload of money today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Solo Ford.
Oh, attention, Bubba.
Well, we can give it to Bubba then.
Well, just take my stuff and put it aside.
Oh, it's an envelope.
Oh, don't be open up my envelope.
She's
I'm not. Okay, I'll just throw this all in the box and we can sort it out later.
Bring me my envelope.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then throw all that very nice. See, you're a one-way packager where you like to rip it apart, but you don't like to neatly put it back.
No kidding. She's always like
that. You
guys
rush me. You're like, someone's yelling, put it back. Someone's like, give it to
him. If it's not for her, she doesn't care about it.
Yeah, she scoffs it aside like the way Bill did Monica. Just, put some fucking ice on it.
It is for me.
Go bring Bubba his envelope.
I am. Just give me a second. He wants all of his things.
No,
Jesus.
I don't want all my shit.
He wants the envelope.
And then you fold it after.
I just want the envelope, and then you take the rest of this shit.
Just give him.
And try to be a woman.
She doesn't listen
ever. No, I'm not taking it.
Just the envelope. Tell her.
Give me the envelope.
One way, honest, the envelope. Nice.
Now take the rest of this shit back, and as a woman, nicely fold it. She never listens.
Tell me about it.
She's on her own little fucking circus ride.
Well, I thought you would want to see what else was in the box.
I've already seen it.
He said just the envelope.
All right.
Was this about $5,000 probably?
No. It's they're metal business cards, which are kind of cool.
Yeah, those are awesome.
And then there is a letter that says, "Attention, Bubba. Hello and good day. I've been a fan since the 93.3 Power Pig days. The show has come a long way over the years, and it's been a wonderful journey. I can't wait to see what the future has in store. Between you, Lummy, Blitz, Anna, Jay, and Dan. Dan did my wife's boobs back in December.
Oh, nice.
God, he truly is the best. All you produce the greatest shows and content anybody could ever want or need. I've included some of my company shop shirts, shop t-shirts, and hats, along with some of my business cards. We are a low-voltage electrical contractor specializing in fire alarm systems, camera systems, access control, and low-voltage wiring and electric. I'm sure we could probably use you.
Does he have an extra gate loop, maybe?
Dear Gerald, do you have an extra gate loop? If anything is ever needed, please feel free to contact me. I'd love to provide the BRN with any security system or camera system supplies that you may need at no cost. Thank you, Gerald. P.S. I included some gummies for the crew. That was the fruitcake.
No kidding.
Anna was like, look at that. She does not doing it necessarily because she wants to, but she's doing it because she was told, and this is her womanly duties.
Mm-hmm. Are you unhappy now?
You look like a fucking bad. Can I can I put one request in for you? That we get you a sweatshirt that's made for you, not one that you and Blitz could fit in together. Because it's not flattering. You have a very beautiful body. Your body even makes you a hotter chick than you really are. Sometimes your attitude knocks you down a few notches, but those shoulders kick you back up too.
Thank you.
So why not try to accentuate, even when you're cold, something a little more sexy than a fucking sweatshirt that you got at fucking Goodwill?
It's actually a Kevin Hazlett shirt.
Still, it looks very Goodwill-ish. And you're a horrible folder. You are not a good folder at all. Blitz, she is so ADHD. Once the opening payoff is done, she's done. She's done.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are going to take it all in a second anyways. I don't see the problem.
I'm being a bitch.
I'm not being a bitch. I'm just telling you how it is.
Which is being a bitch.
Okay.
Oh, Bubba, did you see Jackson State's going to be the College Game Day this weekend?
What?
The College Game Day. You know, like the morning show?
Yeah.
It's the game of the week. What? Jackson State's going to host it.
Against who?
Southern.
I think this is their homecoming, isn't it?
I think so, but that's a pretty big honor.
Listen to what Dion had to do. See if you can find it for me. Dion, because Jackson State's kind of a rough place to live. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's like a little mini Chicago. Oh. And so, yeah, for real. So, let me see if you can find me Dion's Instagram where he was like, man, I'm going to tell you what. Jackson, Mississippi. Can you just give me 2 days of no killing, no thieving, no stealing? We got the entire country watching us this weekend. So now it makes sense. We got the entire country. We got recruits coming in. We got ball players coming in. We got TV coming in. Can we just not?
I hope the hosts get robbed live on air.
Blitz.
That would be the funniest thing ever.
Let me see if you can find me.
Now,
you know you're living in a bad city when the head coach of the football team has to beg the thugs to try and keep it down for a day. He goes, I'd like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but I'll just take what I can get. Wait till you see this. He put this on his Instagram right here. Listen. Man, I'd like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but
hold on.
I'll just take what I can get.
I know, you just said
Wait
that.
Till you see this. He put this on his Instagram.
Hold on, my shit's
right
up.
Here. My shit's up.
Here you go.
Man, I'd like. And I got into a vortex. Lummy, is this it right here? I mean, where the fuck did you send me, Lummy?
There was an article with the video on it.
Well, I'm looking at it.
What the hell is...
It's, look, Lummy. No video there. No video there. No video there. No video there. No video. No motherfucking video. No motherfucking video. No video. No video. I ain't got no motherfucking video.
That,
Lummy.
Parade fucking guy, I guess, went off on the judge again today. They were fighting.
Lummy.
I'm trying to find it outside of Instagram. Everybody has here except for me, but no one will get me that.
Lummy.
Thank you, everyone.
You have Instagram.
No, I don't.
Walker does.
I don't.
Well, get it. Get hooked up to motherfucking Instagram so that you can get me motherfucking Instagram when I need motherfucking Instagram. Somebody get me Dion's Instagram of him asking Jackson, Mississippi to keep it quiet for the weekend because they got a bunch of important people coming in town and he'd like you to just please quell it down for 2 days.
I don't want to send you another article until it... It's the video.
Do we know... I see his post. Do we know what it...
It says we got to stop the killing and then I'm trying to find this video.
Yeah, he posts a lot.
Yeah, he does.
It shows him at his desk. He's ending it, and he's got like a white ensemble on. Maybe I should just fucking find it myself. How bad would it be if I found it before you motherfuckers found it?
Well, you know what it is.
Dion.
He posts about 30 videos a day, it looks like.
Jackson to be nice
And it's on his Instagram?
Weekend. I'll find it right away.
Rhett said he sent it to me.
Yeah, let me find it. Him.
No, Rhett did.
Oh, well, okay. Here we go.
Oh, okay. I was looking for an all-white.
Shut up, Blitz.
Well, I was. He posts literally like 30 videos a day. Yeah, he posts. And most of them are him at his desk.
All right, hold on.
We have a homecoming weekend. People are going to come from all around the country. Not just alumni, former students,
is he rapping?
Players, and whosoever.
I don't know why he put the... They put,
and it's so loud.
That's connected to Jackson State, but people that really want to see us. But we got recruits coming from everywhere.
Now, yesterday when I watched it, it didn't have the music.
We need to shut down the crime completely. Shut down the hate completely. Shut down the killing, the stealing. Shut down the mayhem completely. I need you. Can we do this for 2 days? Can you give me Saturday, Sunday, or give me Friday, Saturday? I wish we could do it completely, but I'm a realist. Can you give me 2 days? I'm talking to the hood. I'm talking to the suburbs. I'm talking to the country. I'm talking to the trailers. I'm talking to the projects. I'm talking to the apartment complexes. I'm talking to whosoever will. I need us to unite this weekend and shut the foolishness down. We're too blessed to be stressed. We're too blessed to be stressed. This is a wonderful moment. This is a wonderful time for us right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Let's take advantage. Everybody make money this weekend. Everybody who have a business, who have something to do with sales, are making money this weekend. There's no need to go out there and try to take something that's not yours or harm someone that ain't got nothing to do with it. If you step on your shoe, I get you another pair. Wipe it off. All right? Something. It ain't that deep. It ain't that serious. Give them a pass. Give them a pass. I need you, Jackson, Mississippi, this week. Let's keep the peace. I love you, baby. I love you. Together, we will. Let's unite. That means you and I. God bless you. Jackson, Mississippi.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's the biggest platform they're going to be on, I mean, this weekend. So, I mean, College Game Day is a big deal.
I mean, it is a big deal. It's probably the only time an HBCU school has ever been on College Game Day, and it's because Dion has brought all that awareness to them and to Jackson, and they should, you know, the people of Jackson should try to be on their best behavior because it's going to ring. You know, the hotels are going to be sold out. The mom and pops, you know, places to eat are going to be selling more. I mean, it's going to have a huge, you know, economical upswing for the community, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Rental cars, you know, gasoline state, you know, gas stations, convenience stores, restaurants, you know, whatever. Man, Dion is a fucking influencer, is he not? Fuck. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. Are you mad because you had to fold? Are you mad because you had to fold?
No, not at all.
Some of that, you know, some of that stuff's for you.
I know.
Not that you're going to wear Fast Freddy Electric, but please. tomorrow I cannot do an after show. I have to go to the dentist as soon as this show's over to get Blitz. You know how I broke that tooth?
Yeah.
Which is going to require a crown. I'm getting, you know.
Yeah, maybe some bikes.
I'm getting old where I'm breaking teeth now. Ah. We'll see you tomorrow.